What's up, everybody? What's going on? It is Friday. It's a beautiful day outside. It's actually afternoon at this point. If you notice on my shirt, tie-dye with a bull means summer outing for a bullhorn, my company. It's a good time. Went to a brewery, played some bags, played some flip cup, just kind of hung out. It's a good day. Today, last day of the week. We'll call it Sean's week this week because it just seems like every topic's been related to Sean. Today, I wanted to kind of talk about connecting with people. Sean's always been my hero. I've always looked up to Sean. Me and Sean are very different people. We have very different wants and desires, and we've always been very different. The one thing that I ever really truly wanted to be exactly like Sean is the way he connected with people. When I think back to his funeral, the night we buried him, we had a big block party, and most of that time's pretty fuzzy, but I do remember standing in his front yard that night, the night we buried him, and thinking to myself, look at all these people. These people that literally came from all over the world to say their final goodbyes to Sean. He connected with all these people, but not only did he connect, he also made a tremendous amount of impact, and I think that's really important. What's crazy, and the reason today's quote is connect or die, is because there's always been this connection between loneliness and mental health. Well, they're starting to find more studies now that loneliness has extremely negative physical impacts on you as well. Like, a couple of articles I read equated being lonely to smoking 15 cigarettes per day. That's a tremendous negative impact on your health, and you know, I think you're great. I don't want anybody to be lonely. I don't want anybody to feel hopeless or alone. Like, that's just, it's something that nobody in this world should feel. I chose this topic because this is a challenge for me. Like, I'm a very introverted, awkward, quiet person. And being in group settings is not my forte. It's something that I'm actually terrible at. Group settings of people I don't know, I do fine in groups of people I know, but if it's a new setting or a new group of people, I'm not super confident. I'm very introverted, keeping myself, and it's not a smooth thing. I've been trying to get better at that. I've been trying to push myself through that, but it's not easy, and it's something that a lot of people struggle with. It's not easy, but it is necessary, and I think that's the key, is finding a way to find people that you can connect with. It's not easy, but it's necessary. It's necessary for your survival, for our survival as a species, is we're instinctually driven to have a community, and if you don't have that community, it's bad for your mind, it's bad for your body. So find that community. Look, I'm not saying everybody should be with somebody all the time. You need your alone time. You need to be able to process. You need to be able to kind of reflect. You need to be able to decompress. I'm not saying that personal time isn't a good thing. I love my personal time. I love being in quiet and my headphones on and just chilling. Like, I love that. I love meditating. It's important. But I'm talking about, honestly, having nobody to connect with, nobody that you can count on, nobody that's just there for you. Like, there's nobody in your world. Like, that is a scary thought. I have lucky to never been in that situation, but if you are, you're not alone. There's people out there that are just like you, and they want to connect just like you. So how do we fix this? This is a tough one. You know, this isn't like a line of code, or you know, a little spat between friends or a couple. I don't think there's like a one-size-fits-all solution. Like, there's just no way to say, like, just do this, be positive, like, wake up and just go do something. Like, it's not that simple. And it's not an overnight thing either. It's complicated, and I think that's the key, is finding what works for you. What I would say is the top three things for me, and this is kind of to both sides of the coin. There's the people that are lonely, and then the people that know people that are lonely. And I think the three big things for me, in my opinion, and the things that I'm trying to help myself get through some of these situations of when I felt lonely, when I felt scared, when I was, you know, introverted and just awkward in a group setting. Three things that I think of are: be brave, be empathetic, be caring. Be brave. How do you be brave? You go out, you find a place that has people that align to the things that you align with, whether it's games or movies or sports or whatever it is that you align with. Find that, connect with that. Be empathetic. If you're in a group or you know people in your life that you know don't have that person, be that person. Know that they're struggling and find a way to get connected with them. And three, be caring. This isn't easy, and transitioning out of it is not going to go smoothly. I don't think this is gonna work. Well, that was lovely, that little weed eater action. But what I was trying to get to was the last part is be caring. And when I say be caring, understand that people that are kind of transitioning out of loneliness or depression or both,
it's not just like you flip a switch and it's like, oh, you invited me to go out. Oh yeah, for sure, I'll come hang out. Like, I want to be social. Like, people do want to make that connection, but it doesn't mean it's easy to make that connection. So be patient, be supportive, be caring, because when they come out, if they come out in the first invite or the second invite or the third invite, if they do, be supportive. Understand that they haven't been in social scenarios for a while. Could be a couple days, could be a couple months, could be a couple years. Just be understanding, be caring, and you need to give them time. Show your support, be caring, and just be there. Doesn't have to be always social. It could just be talking in the beginning. The bottom line is, this is not a simple fix, but I can tell you right now that this world is too big. There's too many people in this world that have all kinds of random likes and interests that there's somebody out there for everybody to connect with. It doesn't have to be emotional, like a relationship, like in love, like just connection, just being together, finding a community. It's important. Find your community, find your connection, find somebody. Your life truly depends on it. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I hope you find somebody to connect with. Take care, everybody.